people. As a matter of fact, today we're going to talk about bearing one another's burdens, and our scripture comes from Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Now, compassion builds community, we know that, and we reflect Christ when we share in each other's joys and sorrows. One of the simplest and most powerful ways that we can reflect the love of Jesus is to be present with others in both celebration and sorrow. Now, the Apostle Paul's instructions to the Roman church wasn't about giving advice or fixing things. It was about joining people in the emotional reality of their lives. To rejoice with those who rejoice means we don't envy their success, but we celebrate it as if it were our own. To mourn with those who mourn means we don't offer quick fixes or religious cliches. We offer our tears, our time, and our presence, and that's the essence of burden bearing. Now, community doesn't erase pain, you know that, but it does share the weight of it. So when we come alongside others in their darkest moments, we say, "You're not alone. I see you. I feel this with you, and I am here." Jesus modeled this so well. When his friend Lazarus died, Jesus knew resurrection was coming, yet he still stopped and wept with Mary and Martha. He entered the grief before he fixed their situation. Now that is love, that's empathy, and that's how we fulfill the heart of Christ. So have you ever been overwhelmed with grief or only to have someone come and sit quietly beside you without judgment or explanation? One of my friends did something very similar for me. We actually first met at the radio station in Dothan, and she worked in sales and I worked on the air, and she would come down to my office and ask me if she could pray for me. And there for a few minutes, I always thought it was kind of weird, like, why is this woman invading my office every day and wanting to pray with me? And sometimes it's not the words that bring comfort, but it's the ministry of presence. And she just really wanted to be present for me. My friend's presence ended up being a sign from God. He knew times were tough for me, and I needed someone to be present for me. And on the flip side of that, have you genuinely celebrated someone else's victories lately? Rejoice with them when their life is going well. And of course, even when yours isn't, it can still be a true act of selfless love. So think of someone going through something heavy today or someone who just received some good news. And don't just say, "I'm happy for you" or "I'm sorry." Take one small step and enter into their moment and send a card, make a phone call, drop off coffee, or simply say, "I'm with you in this." God, teach us how to love people like you do. Give us a heart that slows down to see others, to sit with them in sorrow, and to celebrate with them in joy. Help us resist the urge to rush past people's pain or become envious of their blessings. Make us a faithful and present friend. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.